Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi orders the military to maintain security ahead of a referendum on the constitution on December the 15th. Morsi had annulled a controversial decree expanding his powers, but a vote on the new constitution is to go ahead. Opposition leaders have called for more protests. Israel once again violates the truce with Palestinian resistance groups. Israeli forces briefly entered the Gaza Strip with tanks and bulldozers. This is the first such incursion since the Egyptian-mediated ceasefire brought an end to Israel's eight-day war on the Strip last month. Bahrain pressing on with its crackdown on anti-regime protests. A court has sentenced the daughter of the opposition activist Abdelhadi Al-Khawaja to 1 month in prison. Zainab Al-Khawaja was convicted of attending what was called an unauthorized demonstration. Zainab's father is currently serving a life sentence. Russia once again criticizes the West for backing the Syrian opposition as well as putting pressure on President Bashar al-Assad to quit. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry repeated its calls for an end to the violence. Moscow says Syrians must reform their political system without outside interference. Shutdowns and protests on the eve of the World Human Rights Day bring chaos in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Both private and public offices remain closed in the wake of the shutdown called by pro-independence groups. There was also a day-long hunger strike against a court verdict sentencing two people to life in prison. The Nobel Committee's decision to award this year's Peace Prize to the European Union sparks angry protests in Norway. People have marched through the streets of the capital Oslo, calling the EU an unworthy winner. They say EU member states' military spendings and arms sales make it unfit for the prize. In New York, Dominique Strauss-Kahn has secretly settled a lawsuit with the Manhattan hotel maid who had accused him of a sexual assault. The former International Monetary Fund chief will learn next week whether he faces further probes in his native France over allegations of arranging sex parties for wealthy men. And in Azerbaijan, police arrest dozens of opposition demonstrators in the capital Baku. Protesters demanded the resignation of President Ilham Aliyev and the dissolution of parliament. They also called for the release of the political prisoners. Opposition parties say Azerbaijan sitting MPs are corrupt and don't represent the will of the people.